The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Don't, dum, dunk. Dunk, ba dum, dunk. Dunk, da dum, dunk.
Oh, there's a third song. Oh, there, we gotta add one chord.
And nobody's right when everybody's wrong. The young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look, what's going on?
Down?
All I know is, as a keyboardist, this could be like a song. I could be high as shit and down this one.
Down?
Almost. What was going down?
What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street. Singing songs and carrying signs.
Getting so much resistance
from behind. Yeah, but we said that already. Does it repeat?
No.
Everybody look what's going on.
I think we just mixed the them. Okay, finally found it. Wow, it took a long time.
Are we slow melting into an episode, or are we gonna start for real?
I think we have to start for real.
Okay, this is really good to hear for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah, man.
So glad you're here.
Me? I'm glad you're here as well.
It's nice to see ya.
It's nice to see you. It's nice for you to have us in your ears, I think. Actually, I'm not going to qualify that for you. Thank you for having us in your ears.
Yeah.
This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
This one is a fam band jam episode, which means it also features heavily the band, including Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. That is a Scott synth.
And we got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits. Woo!
We got Dana Wickens on the stickins, the boom, and the...
Yeah. Listen, everybody, we're so happy to be back in here and happy and friends. And here we go. Okay.
So yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Or Jessica McKenna Day for those who celebrate. And it is important for y'all to know that Jessica takes this party very seriously. It doesn't always happen on actual St. Patrick's Day, does
Correct.
It?
Correct.
But this year it did, which was a Thursday. And everyone in this room was at that party last night, except for Scott, who was busy dadding, which we totally understand.
We and respect support. And honor.
Honestly, we support that.
Honestly, she didn't want to go. She was like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know enough two-year-olds there.
To her credit, there weren't a ton.
Yeah, see, I told
but
her. Yeah.
This, so, you know... party didn't happen for 2 years, and in that time I do have
there are lots of friends with new little babies in those 2 years.
That's right.
And I was sort of like, oh, good job getting a sitter. I mean, baby's welcome. And they were all like, you obviously don't have baby. Baby can't be here at 7. Baby asleep. And I was like, right.
Unless you get a night baby.
Yeah, but it's clear to me, like, I wasn't even there, and I can tell how hard Jessica is, because she was like, oh, hey, I have some extra soda bread. And I'm like, oh, cool. She has shown up with a loaf wrapped lovingly in a towel to keep it fresh.
The soda bread is great.
Slicing it up and serving it to us.
I've said this to you off mic, but let the record reflect.
Thank you so much.
The soda bread was extremely good.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And the sausage rolls.
Thank you so much.
Very much like those.
Those are, you know, I do in my life trying to be more plant-based, not on this day.
No.
And those are a true...
St. Patrick didn't drive druid priests out of Ireland so that we could eat a bunch of plants.
Yeah, to not eat sausage rolls.
He did it so we could eat the snakes and give the metaphorical snakes.
Yes.
The druids.
The sausage rolls are very time-consuming and a real act of love and care.
Can we talk about druids for
Please.
A second? Now, I feel like there is a wide spectrum of what I understand a druid to be, and I think that is mostly Dungeons & Dragons' fault. Because Dungeons & Dragons would have you believe that druids are just like essentially hippie wizards.
That's what I thought. Tree mystics.
Tree mystics. Mm. But my understanding is that the reason that they were driven out of Ireland is because they were into some slightly more objectionable shit.
Well, I'm sure there was just, it's some sort of, like, what, sacrifices and
like
stuff?
Like, too much animal stuff. This is where I will stop talking because I don't know the specifics of the thing that I'm alleging here.
Okay,
this is in Dungeons and Dragons.
Are we talking about, like...
I'm not talking about turning into animals and, like, getting a really cool flight speed and being able to do, like, claw attacks like a falcon. Mm-hmm. I am talking about things that in the Bible you're not supposed to do with animals.
Do you know, like, it's so funny to, like, retcon how much of that was just, like, guidance about hygiene?
That's not Old Testament for sure.
Like, not so much, like, morality. Just like, hey, it's not a good idea because they walk around with their homes on their backs and it's full of dirt. Like, it's just like, hey, here's, like, it's almost more
it
like
is a sin to breathe the water.
Yeah, the Old Testament's more like a farmer's almanac where it's like, hey.
Shrimp are a sin because one time we ate one and it did not feel.
It really hurt our tum-tums.
So God doesn't want you to.
But it's truly like, if you think of it more, it's just like truly just helpful little advice.
And like mixing milk with stuff.
Yeah, like
the wrong thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
When God made you in their image,
on one of the days,
he was thinking through all sorts of things, how to give you legs and eyes and arms and dominion over.
Thing in their mouths. How can I get them not to put everything in their mouths?
He was worried that everything was covered in dirt and it would hit our tummy and start to hurt, and we wouldn't know if things would start to go south, so we had to say stop.
They're probably gonna try to eat this, and I have got to stop them. How can I get them not to put everything in their mouths? How can I stop them from putting everything in their mouths?
So he called it all a sin.
It's a sin to eat pigs and shrimp. say ow, don't put that thing in your mouth. If it makes you say ow,
don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
What the hell? Why was that so pretty?
I don't know.
You three, what are you doing on this?
We formed a praise band this
weekend.
Yes!
Why were the three of you so good at praise music? And why did Zach and I know those harms?
There's like an alt version of me somewhere where I'm like...
in a Christian band.
Loving a good Christian
band. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Sometimes it slaps. Absolutely. Oh my God. Give me a mid-tempo. This is a mid-tempo morning.
I miss a
wow,
mid-tempo.
Yeah. Great work. Great work, everybody.
You said druids, and I got in a worshiping zone.
What is?
Oh, that! I just put my mic near the air conditioning. Oh. Wait, get ready. Wait here. I'll do it again.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm just out in a hurricane. Zach. This is the last named storm of the year, and the wind is really crazy back here.
There we go. That was my impression.
It's Hurricane Zach. I understand.
Yeah. Got to get to the end of that alphabet.
I just love the eventuality that we're just going to like put Dana outside entirely. Yeah. Just keep moving.
Well, look,
further.
Offbook didn't have a drummer or a guitarist at first. It stands to reason that at some point we will also have a weather correspondent.
Yeah. Well, it'll still just be Dana.
It'll
though.
Be me still.
Yeah. We're not adding any more people at this point.
No,
we're just adding jobs.
Just adding jobs.
Please send me into the field.
Brett is the guitarist and the engineer and also our radiologist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For when we need blood work done.
Yeah. Is that what a radiologist does?
I actually don't know.
Radiologist is like when you need...
radiation?
Yeah.
Sometimes that affects your blood, though, so I stand by what I said.
Phlebotomist.
Some things really affect your blood.
Yeah. Some things really do. Do you all know your blood types?
I don't know for sure. I think I'm O positive.
I know when I found out, I was like, oh, man.
Oh, really?
You?
I don't remember, but I'm probably like B negative.
I am B
negative. Is that a blood type?
Don't be negative.
No, I found out and I was like, they're like, that's really, it's the second rarest blood type.
That sounds like a trophy you give a student.
Yeah, like second rarest.
I think AB negative is like absolute, like that's the absolute rarest.
You're the only person on the planet that's ever had that blood.
What a funny thing that like there are even types, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All of the humans on Earth have blood that can be sort of like
similar
split into.
How Jess, many are you six? Saying when you meet people, you're like, he's not my blood type?
I
was just not.
I mean, it's not. We do astrology, right? This isn't significantly weirder than that. Would be like, you know. I've got to know that we're compatible. If for some reason I need to take all of your blood, or maybe like some of your blood, would you share your blood with me?
Ooh. I know it's early, I don't want to go too far. We're just figuring out who each other are. Gotta take it slow, don't jump ahead. I don't wanna get too caught up in my head, but
I wanna be positive that we're a match. I wanna be positive.
She doesn't remember, so I've signed up to donate blood. Because a benefit of donating blood is they can tell you your blood type.
They know your blood type when they take your blood, and
my iron's a little low.
Hey, whose isn't these days? that you're not a vampire and that we're a match. And yes, I will invite you in.
Come in.
Come in to my house.
Jess, you just did my favorite thing, which is like the 90s, early 2000s. The song is not done yet because I haven't added my vocal tag.
I got to do a little bit more.
I did on the first song that we did, and you can go back and listen and verify this because it's recorded. The Tenacious D riff. What was it? I don't remember now. It's fine. But everyone's doing riffs at the
end. Job. I'm sorry. Good job.
Oh, no, that wasn't me seeking... That was me trying to shout out Tenacious D, Scott. But thank you.
Good job, Tenacious D.
Can I...
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
No problem.
I want to tell... and I think that you will probably all have a version of this, but it was never been more clear to me than in this moment how interesting it is the way that memory works. Mm. So I was on another podcast. I'm sorry.
What?
I know.
Whoa.
I was doing the... Oops, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm about to name your podcast incorrectly, but it was like the video game robot podcast where a video game robot makes up a video game and then you describe it. And I, at one point, with full confidence, I don't remember how we got to this point, but I was like, I wrote a giraffe. And they were like, what? I was like, yeah, at the Santa Barbara Zoo where I grew up, I rode on a giraffe. Now, the second that this sentence left my mouth, another sentence came in and was like, hold on, bud. Let's think about that for 1 second. Because I know that you said it and that you believe it, that you wrote a giraffe. And I, in that moment, was like, okay, pause. I don't know if I wrote a giraffe. And I do need to text my mother because the more that I think about this, the more this seems impossible. And I texted my mom. I was like, Mom, did I ride a giraffe at the Santa Barbara Zoo? Did the Santa Barbara Zoo offer giraffe rides to people? And she was basically like, absolutely not. There's no way that this is true. And then I was like, okay. She was like, I think there were camel rides at the zoo. And I was like, yes, okay. That's what it was. First, I wasn't sure it wasn't an elephant because I know some zoos do that. The Santa Barbara Zoo didn't have that big of a, like an elephant exhibit. So I was like, okay, you rode a camel. The Santa Barbara Zoo did have was a giraffe with a famously crooked neck.
Yes, I've seen that giraffe.
I've seen that giraffe multiple times. It passed away in a couple years, but it lived like a very long, good life, but had a very funny neck that it was like famous for.
Wow. Oh,
but no. If you go and Google a picture of a giraffe, you'd be like, there's no way. They're no. slanty boys.
Yeah.
Like there's nowhere to put a person. Like
yeah.
And also to reach, you'd have to have like a really, really, really long lead. Like where like a you know, like a bridle, you know, like for a horse. But it would have to be like then
Dana, that part is not as hard to imagine.
But, but then you what have are to you lead it.
What are you describing?
They don't make leads that long.
At the front of the nose, like the snout, you know,
and the then steering wheel.
The steering wheel. Right. And then there'd be somebody, I'm assuming, on the ground holding like the end of the rope, essentially a rope.
So you're
or whatever.
Saying it would be hard to ride a giraffe because ropes aren't that long.
I feel like it'd be one man cannot control like an out of control
that's
giraffe.
Yes, it is. I mean, that's in the Bible. One man shall not control a giraffe. That's an abomination.
Yeah. How old would you have been when you rode this giraffe?
Well, again, it was definitely a camel. but I'm...
Right, just in your mind.
I'm not good at remembering, aging myself as a child. But I'm going to say it's
a child.
Five or under.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Young.
Now, here's what I'll say.
Could have been three.
Now that we're thinking about it.
Did I ride a giraffe?
No. You absolutely did
and
not.
And to my mom, was she lying?
Yeah.
To hide the shameful secret of our family.
That you jumped on a giraffe and you were like, woo! When you think about it, giraffes and camels, very similar faces.
Well, this is what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Like my memory, I think, was combining my obsession with this giraffe at the zoo and the memory of riding a camel.
Like, those are two animals I don't super connect in my head as being brethren. But their
when
faces,
you think about
when
it.
When you think about it and you picture their faces.
They're big, funny horse boys.
Yeah. They're,
and girls.
Yeah. We have funny horse friends.
And this giraffe,
they do have camel face.
The crooked neck kind of resembled maybe a camel hump. in my memory.
Oh.
It was, I mean, it's not in the right place, though.
Not in the right place at all.
So not in the right place. So
I'm just trying to get to a five-year-old Zach's brain. Yeah. Maybe your imagination.
It's possible. I don't know. I'm just glad that my mom is keeping me on the straight and narrow here.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
I wonder if, like, camels were, like they had, like, back problem. They were, like, the back-problemed offspring of a giraffe, and then they all just, like, you know, got together, and they just kept making more camels.
Now, that is an interesting theory. Dana, that you are free to go on the internet and espouse.
Well, I'm looking at, I am on the internet just looking at a camel.
The idea that evolution works as in the negative of like, right. You know what? We all have this same owie. Let's be friends.
Let's make more owies.
I want to stick together with my friends who have similar owies.
You know what? It's not a bug. It's a feature.
That's
these
right.
Weird bumpy backs we have. Actually, we like them.
We like them.
And our shorter necks, we like them too.
We like them. And this is not about water storage. No. This is about little owies.
I found a fact. One fact.
Okay. One small fact.
Here's this fact.
About bags of camels.
Yeah. One small fact. Okay,
small
so there's
with Dana.
Artiodactyl is any member of the mammalian order, or even toed ungulates, which include pigs, hippopotamuses, camels, deer, giraffes, antelopes, sheep. So I guess it's like, this is like their toes or like their, you know, like their, but I was wondering what the evolution tree element was with camels and giraffes. Anyway, so they are part of the same little like zone.
Yeah. All these horse boys, these antelopes, they're all, I mean, you can see it in their beady little horrors. They all worship the same god.
What? Somebody said giraffe is a cross between a camel and a leopard. What?
I think that seems, that person I don't five? Think that's a fact.
That yeah. seems like illegal.
Listen. You can say whatever you want online. No one will check you, and it'll be totally fine.
All up in these comments saying, did you know that a toad is actually half fish, half lion? And you don't get to tell me that I'm lying. I just wrote that comment and I wasn't even trying.
A turtle is just a stretched out snake, but it's stretched in different ways.
And a fox is just a tiny earthworm that ate too much salad and grew fur.
It's true. Invented from soccer, when someone picked it up and was like, no, I meant to do that.
And did you know that foosball came first before the soccer? It's true. They were like, I like this game, but what if we played it as real people too?
After the wishbone, 'cause it's invented by a doctor.
And a wishbone, if you get the small side, you have to pay more in taxes.
is made from string in the Serengeti.
If a starfish grows a sixth leg, it actually becomes an octopus.
There's no such thing as telephone poles. They're all trees. It's true. You can put it on the internet with no repercussion and no further discussion, because it's true. You can put it on the internet with no repercussion.
Discussions over. A giraffe is half camel, half leopard. We'll be right back after this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. And yes, ooh, don't add us, Science Twitter. We know that the camel's humps don't have water and then they have
fat. Fat. We already know this.
We know this already.
That's beautiful, Brett.
Play it again. Eiffel 65. Well, you couldn't just buy that song unless it was released as a solo, which it was, but it was also sometimes released with a bunch of other songs.
And there was no way to test it if the stations all were full when you went into your Tower Records or your Barnes and Noble. So it was such a wild card and such a hit.
Maybe it was bad.
find that rare and secret gem. You would know the song, but no one else would know them.
When the deep cuts all our sweet cuts, what a secret to behold. If you went to mine some silver and you came away with gold, because you had to buy the album.
And maybe it was good.
Sometimes it was good. You had to buy the album.
And maybe it was good. Jagged little pill. Does everyone have an album like that? Does anyone have an album like that?
Yeah, I have Jagged Little Pill. It's a great album.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a great album.
Like high school rediscovery in college, and then a third rediscovery like later again, where I was like, it had been 10 years and I was like, this is still top to bottom an excellent album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, this is like, this album was given to me, a burned copy from my cousin Shear in Israel, who's like, here's Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park. And I was like, I don't know what the hits on this are supposed to be, because I think it's all of them. I think all of Hybrid Theory.
is so funny. For me, album that I was like, listened to front to back, front to back, front to back, front to back, Jimmy Eat World, Bleed American.
A great album.
I love that album so much. That was like my number one homework album in junior year. There was this like sort of big, mildly mindless task I had to do every other week for my U.S. history class, where he made us like outline the chapter. And it was a lot of work. And I would just like sit with my textbook open, typing, just listen to Bleed American.
Was Colors the album that came after that?
Maybe. I truly...
Because that was my Jimmy Eat World that I just like on repeat forever was the album right after, I think.
Maybe. So yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, but Jimmy Eat World, like, if they're in your life, they're going to live there.
If you're listening,
for example.
I mean, you bought that album for the middle, not the sweetness.
Which is weird, because I think that the sweetness I prefer over the middle.
Yeah.
But also like, what's the song about?
Angels lead you in.
Is that what that song is called?
Here you meet my friend, where sleepless roads the sleepless go. May angels lead you in.
Great album.
Yeah.
I love the Glee Club version of it.
There's no one in town I know. You gave us somewhere to go. I never said thank you for that.
They didn't say it like that, but they should
have. Thought I might get one more chance.
Man, every emo band had to have a song about someone in their life who had died.
And if you were with me tonight. Yeah, I remember there being an article about them in Entertainment Weekly that I got for free from a Suncoast Records promotional deal that then I never stopped getting, and I still don't. I still get it. I mean, Entertainment Weekly still goes to my mom's house from a free subscription for decades.
Oops, you found a glitch in the system. Uh-huh,
and there was an interview with Jimmy Eat World where they were like, this new genre of music, emo, these boys, as they prepare to go on stage, they're drinking a glass of wine. They're not trashing this green room. Oh, and Jimmy World was being presented as like,
I thought you were going to say a glass of milk. And I'm no. about to lose my mind.
They were sort of like, this was before total pop punk of emo. It was like they were it was more like them and Dashboard of this like sensitive side of emo.
Yeah. Jimmy Eat World is proper the opposite side of screamo. Because like they that is not where they mess around. Did you say proper emo?
Right. Like yeah. I think of Dashboard Confessional as like true emo.
Also, I was like Bright Eyes emo, like the saddest.
Whereas I am like truly Linkin Park is not which is like you're probably like outside of emo at all.
Alternative.
But it shares like a lot of DNA with them.
Yeah. A lot of the tonality of those of the singing, that like nasal. But that Linkin Park I think of as like rock rap.
Yeah, there is a lot of oh boy, is there a lot of rap in Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like they share a lot of guitar similarity and they share a lot of harmonic similarity, wherein both of these things have like they're both featuring harmony in a way that was not done in a lot of like I don't know, grunge or it's almost harkening back to like hair metal in the way that
singing
the
notes instead
are.
Of like emoting through the lyrics, you're actually like writing a melody.
Yeah, singing
line.
Becomes more of a thing. Not mm-hmm. that not that like, you know, not that Nirvana doesn't have singing in it. It is just like it is own kind of thing.
Yeah, no, let's all have a moment. Being a male singer going through high school choir in the grunge era was like the worst time for those things to be mixing. Because I was like, I have a great singing tone and this does not work for any band right now at all. No.
Couldn't play in any bands besides ska bands.
That was all that came to our school. There were like three different popular bands and they were all different versions of ska bands.
If you had asked me what I thought about ska, I'd be like, I don't know what that is. And then if you would in the next sentence be like, what do you think about the Aquabats? I'd be like, I love the Aquabats.
We had this ska was so big for it burned so bright for that little. I remember I was in fifth grade.
This isn't just a California thing, right?
I think it was biggest in SoCal, but it was definitely everywhere.
More time than I'm realizing. Like that was a wide span of years.
Yeah. So, but also not right. Like,
yeah, it cut. It started. It like, and it finished.
And then also it was like second wave ska, like or third wave, second wave,
third wave.
Third wave.
So
ocean.
Yeah.
We're talking about
hang loose, catch it.
Green room.
Cranraz. But there was this thing in my fifth grade classroom where our like at a get to know you in the first week, our teacher made like a giant grid of all of our names and like our favorite color, our favorite music, and literally the entire list of fifth graders said ska.
What?
Because we were like influenced by like older siblings. Like at that point, my brother Tim was playing in a ska band called Whipped Gravy.
And I'm sure they're great, but their imagery is troubling. For
and
me.
their big song was Calvin Crime, crazy kid next door. Calvin Crime, steal stuff from the store.
That's like
what?
Yes,
that's like a cartoon jingle.
I remember hearing
jingle.
This song. It's Clutchy, man.
Also, Blue Raspberry was a popular ska band. Lone Raspberry. Yep. Thank you.
But like, my older sister liked Lone Raspberry, and like, that's a good 8-year stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. I just remember my sister being like, I heard that Lone Raspberry is going to play at this party.
Wow,
and it was like,
huge.
you're in a teen movie from 1998. If you're like,
I can't believe Lone Raspberry
is going to play here. It's kind of sad for teens today that they don't have Lone Raspberry.
Honestly, I don't think they don't even know to be sad about it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
and that in itself
who's
is kind of
performing
sad.
At their house parties,
I was about to say
Sound
Dead Mouse.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Is SoundCloud...
Is SoundCloud Jeffrey playing at your house party?
Hi, everybody. I'm SoundCloud Jeffrey.
Oh, boy.
Does anybody hear on a balloon animal?
Can we just stop tiptoeing around ska and do a ska song right now? One, two, yeah. One, two, three.
Oh, hey, everybody who's ready. Oh, never mind. I jumped in too early.
About me, SoundCloud Jeffrey. My whole thing is I have a trumpet, but it's green. Green trumpet, green, green trumpet. Ho, 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 ho. Green trumpet, green, green trumpet.
When I put my lips to the brass, oh, you're gonna wanna kiss my ass and say, oh, Jeffrey, please don't be mean. Can we use your trumpet so green?
Everybody knows you and remembers his name. How did you get the green trumpet? Well, I use spray paint. Did it ruin the trumpet? Yes, it kind of did. But I don't really care, cause I'm a crazy kid. Green trumpet, green, green trumpet. Green trumpet, green, green trumpet.
What did we all drop? That we all have to pick it up. Pick it up, 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 my green trumpet.
Pick it up, 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 my green trumpet.
Oh, how did I manage to drop it? Oh no, I dropped it.
Pick it up, 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 my green trumpet.
A perfect song.
Perfect.
Wow, Jeffrey SoundCloud was really not in the meter. Came in before listening to it and just was like, I understand what this will be.
Listen, here's the thing about SoundCloud. It's always pushing the sort of edge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we know about SoundCloud. Not like Bandcamp.
Bond.com.
That guy's a little more steady. A little more.
Yeah.
A little more.
Rock steady.
Rock steady.
Yeah, Dalton Band.
Dalton. Wow. What you got, Scott? Were you about to say something?
No.
Oh. What you got, Scott?
I have a question.
All right.
So I know everyone's familiar with an Avril Lavigne.
Sure.
But are you familiar
with... Singer-songwriter Avril Lavigne.
Singer-songwriter, yes. Are you familiar with a...
Necktie innovator?
Yes. A Fifi Dobson.
No.
Okay, so Fifi Dobson...
Sounds like a dog, gotta be honest.
But she's fucking awesome. I feel like she is like, dare I say, the better version of an Avril, like a rock, pop rock kind of emo.
Does she play instruments?
She does play instruments. She does write her own song, a guitar.
With her like little paws and claws?
With her tiny paws, and then she uses her tail sometimes. And then, yeah, she was like a... I was just thinking
of
like...
Was she a contemporary of Avril, or is she around right now?
So she was a contemporary of Avril, and then she's back.
She's back.
Still alive.
Just like Avril is back.
That's a long life
for
a little puppy.
She, I don't know.
But she's like over 20.
Oh, yeah. She's
old dog.
She was
really
like...
old.
She must have been like maybe like... our age, or like, let's do the math. Maybe like a year.
If she's our age, she's one of the oldest dogs on the planet.
She's an old dog. She's old. She's in Old Dogs, the movie. And then also
with John Travolta?
With John Travolta, she's in it.
Wow.
She was like in the back, but she was in it. And she's good. But anyway, she's very good. And she was like an album I listened to like front to back that... I mean, I kind of listened to like all CDs. I would go on like repeats for like months and then whatever. But yeah, Fifi Dobson, real good.
Shout out.
She's but
now like, Fifi Dodson.
Fifi Dogson.
Fifi Dogson.
Fifi Dogson.
Now, she had that great song. You all remember it?
Yeah. How could you not?
How could you not?
Little collar with a little bell.
Yeah. What I liked about it was, like, it sounds like it's going to be cutesy.
It's not.
It's, like, so sexy.
It's pretty sexy.
Ooh, yeah. Let me help you there. There's not a single part of you that doesn't make me stop and stare. I see what you're wearing. Oh yeah, and I like it. But what if I instead unzipped, unbuttoned, and untied it? Take off your little collar with its little bell. Take off your little collar with its little bell. Everybody, you, every inch of your skin, got a story I got to tell. Take off your little collar with little bell.
I'm up in the bedroom, I'm just lying there on the bed. So surprised when you find me there as you come home from your job at the shed. Yeah, you work at the shed, and I've been waiting for you. When you see me on the bed and you see what I'm wearing, then you know what you got to do. I'm only wearing a little collar with a little bell.
Take off your little collar and a little bell.
Yeah. Ooh, the collar is small, but the bell is smaller still. Cause it's a little collar with a little shed. And when we both come together, ooh, we mix it up and we're not serious. Little collar with a little bell. Take off your little collar with a little bell.
Ooh, I love your taste, your look, and ooh, I love your smell.
Gonna give your butt a smell with a little collar. Sniff your butt.
Ooh, let me ring your bell.
Let me sniff your butt.
Let me ring your bell.
Get our leashes all twisted together. Let me ring your bell. Let's eat some food off of the floor. And then I'll ring your bell.
Everything I do, I wanna make you stop and smile. Every time we do,
from your tail to your head. We got time cause I don't have a job and you work at the shed.
Little collar. You dogs working hard at the shed.
Keep
thank
working
you.
9 to 5 at the shed. Someone's got to do it. We don't know what it is specifically, but it seems important.
Come at us, John Mayer.
Yeah. John Mayer would never do a song about sexy dogs.
No.
He's not brave enough.
No, he's not brave enough. That I did also really listen to Room for Squares. That's another album for me.
From Meyer.
I want to run through the halls of my high school. I want to scream at the top of my lungs.
Which, by the way, lie. Can you even picture John Mayer screaming at the top of his lungs?
Yeah. It would sound like this. I just found out there's no such thing as a railroad.
Actually, I want to see John Mayer run at full speed. I want
Yeah, what does he look like when he runs?
I'm not committed.
I want to jog kind of slowly and casually. I want to scream at maybe a five.
This is a challenge. Everyone listening to this episode, I want you to tweet at John Mayer. I want you to tag John Mayer and you tell him to sprint. I want to see him sprint.
You know what I actually want?
Hashtag see John Run.
Here's what I want to see on TikTok. I want to see that song, and I want you to, with that song in the background, act out just that part.
Run as fast as you can.
Do the run as fast as you think John Mayer is running, not fast. And then I want you to scream as loud as you think John Mayer is screaming, not loud.
Not loud.
This is hashtag John Mayer challenge. I don't know. That's kind of basic. What do you think?
This is hashtag...
Run, John, run, scream, John, scream.
Hashtag run, John, run, scream, John, scream.
Yes. Run, John, run, scream, John, scream.
I want to run to the whole of my high school. I feel like I used to have this allegiance to albums where I would make myself listen to them so, like, all the way through... probably no less than 10 times before I would allow myself skips. Because I was gotta give a song a chance. And that's how you end up listening to some real deep cuts on Hanson's Middle of Nowhere.
Hell yeah, yes.
You end up in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like, Hanson, that's how you end up listening to the song about the yearbook where they're like, there's someone missing from the yearbook. Oh, a weird, ominous song about like, picture unavailable.
Oh, wow.
It's very strange.
That's funnier than I thought Hanson was.
It's not funny.
Well, they fucked it up then.
They have a hidden track that's funny about an alien, Man from Milwaukee.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. I love a good... I feel like I listen to, like, religiously, like, all the way through, like you, Jess, like, 10 times.
Yeah.
And maybe doing a little skippy, but, like... like at that point, but I don't know. I feel like I really listened to full albums then, like pretty, like just like, I don't know, dedicated.
Well, we all had like, let's give ourselves some credit. We all had exactly 10 albums that we could afford to buy. And that was the 10 albums you owned until you saved it to buy another album.
Until Napster, baby.
Yeah. And then I owned Metallica's Smash Mouth songs.
I feel like my driving age was right at that breaking point where like sometimes you could like have your MP3 player play through an open radio station.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you had to tune it.
But I also had the like sleeve that sits on your visor. You know, or like...
I had an actual binder, but I couldn't tell you how much... I mean, I was big into like burning CDs, and they were all just like weird compilations of like Weird Al, dance music. It was like very strange stuff.
I have... So friends from high school and I still like get together every Christmas time. And the first time we did that party was when we were 15. And... at my like gift at the first one was a burn mix called The Bomb Mix. And people are like, I still have The Bomb Mix.
How is it?
It's pretty great. That's right. It has...
those things are such time capsules.
Yeah. It has Christina Aguilera Dirty on it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Do you remember that music video? And then do you remember the Saturday Night Live sketch about that music video? They're like, I think it's Sarah Michelle Gellar being like, I wanted the feeling... of, like, she's playing... This is not necessary, but anybody go look at that video. Dirty. It was...
Oh, Dirt... That was like... That video was like... bad.
Filthy.
It's her, the low like, rise was like
literally bad. Covered in grease. Not like, not like explicit. It's just like.
Is that the black and white one?
No. That's like the one where like the point is for everyone to look like they smell and are sweaty. Like it looks.
She has a really low rise, like red bikini type bottom. And then like black things. I don't know how to describe it.
I don't remember this at all.
And she's in a ring. She's in like a wrestle, like a... Yeah.
I had a gigantic binder of CDs, like one of those huge, like black leather ones. Yeah. And it was stolen.
That's devastating.
My life at that point.
I still have one of those full of DVDs because that was like an easier way for me to keep my DVDs in college. And I'm always just like, what am I doing with this?
I had the one that I had in my car as a high school student, I still had until very recently. And upon opening it up, I found that like all of the plastic that was holding the CDs had disintegrated.
Oh, wow.
Which is like
probably
they don't warn you about that.
What?
They don't warn you about that.
No, because you think like the whole point of plastic is that it destroys the environment and lasts forever.
And we never hear about this good kind that just evaporates.
Yeah, which I guess is what, you know, we made that.
Let's make everything out of CD plastic. This is a great lesson. Okay, let's close on this prompt. Do people have memories of making a sweet mix CD or mixtape as a romantic gesture?
Oh, that kind of
sweet. I remember getting one.
Hell yeah.
And I every time I hear a song from that.
Brett, what'd you put on?
Spoiler alert.
Megadeth.
Not.
Yeah.
But it was really sweet because we were long distance.
Cute.
And he mailed it. And then he literally hand wrote what every track was and then why he put it on.
Whoa.
And it was like really, it's like, and
on
they're like
the CD.
No, on a piece of paper. And then I had the piece of paper to
Brett's
like
taking notes.
Brett's
a really small
Brett's
writing.
Fist is like mad right now. He's just like gripping pissed. But it was like in high school, it was really sweet. And I'll still hear a song from that, and it's a nice memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mixed CDs are so sweet. I mean, you can still send playlists, which is, I mean, it's very sweet to curate music for someone.
I think so, too.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Anybody else get one or
I have received a couple.
Whoa.
Sorry.
You received a couple? You didn't give any?
I also have given a couple.
Okay, okay.
The ones I received were better than the ones I gave.
You were like...
I did not have... a breadth of musical knowledge.
Oh no, then. You sent Weird Al, Eiffel 60.
Correct. Like Dana, not far
this
off.
This is actually making me, this is reminding me that like that I've been with Morgan long enough that in our beginning of dating, we actually did exchange a mix CD and he put on his, which is a pretty bold song to put on a mix CD of someone you are like, recently dating.
Face down, ass up.
No, that's hilarious. No, the question by the old 97s. Do you guys know this song?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great song.
I think,
but it's about like proposing to someone.
Oh, wow.
Someday somebody's gonna ask you a question that you should say yes to once in your life. Maybe tonight I got a question for you.
This was early on.
Did you blush? Yeah. Did you blush a lot?
He was, I think, pretty clear where he was like, I like these bands.
Okay. All right.
She woke from a dream. Her head was on fire. Why was he so nervous? Actually, that song played at our wedding.
On Comedy Bang Bang once.
They're great.
Yeah. Rhett Miller, right?
I think so.
Yeah. He's a friend of comedy.
Friend of comedy.
Yeah.
Let's close out.
Let's hear. This is our. This mixed CDs don't often get their own song.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
That's what this is.
Oh, I'm gonna give you my personality distilled down in 12 tracks. Well, what I can fit on this mix CD. And in between the lines, there's facts. It's gonna start with a up-tempo one that I know you like, because you told me you liked it and I was listening. And then the next one is one I like, and if you like it too, then it's meant to be.
Can like old stuff
like
something, show you new.
You'll be like, ooh, they are so interesting. They're trying to show new things to me. Trying to show new things to me. When they make that mix CD, mix CD. It's a part of me. A mix CD. That's crying.
And if you look in between, if you look between the tracks, maybe there's emotions and maybe there are facts.
Maybe you'll extrapolate from what you've had and be like, some of the tracks on this mix CD make me think they're sad.
And then you'll ask me about my day. So that track worked in type of way.
And you gave me a mix CD.
When you gave me a mix CD,
you mixed up a part of me.
Shout out, thanks, Matt Luckett. Otherwise, I never would have heard of Wilco.
All thanks to a mix CD. And thanks to you for listening to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast.
Tell us your mix CDs. That'll be cute.
Yeah, post that
playlist. Post that.
Post like a playlist. On it. Yeah. I think that's going to be fun.
Hashtag mix CD.
Hashtag mix CD. If you are in Los Angeles.
Yes.
We got a show coming
in
up.
In a few days. There are still tickets available to see Every Place I Cry at the Elysian. It's going to be a super fun show.
Go to the Elysian's website. They have tickets there. I'm sorry I don't know the link offhand, but the Elysian Theater. Find the website, Every Place I Cry. March 25th.
Coming up. Pick it up.
Pick them up.
Those
coming
tickets, up. Pick them up.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean Matthew. Give it up for yourselves. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
Mm-hmm. If you're mailing me your favorite songs,
then I think maybe you and I belongs.
Okay.